last time we started discussing the Mishnah and the Kuf Tes Zayin, Rabbi Gamliel's halacha, the Kol Shlo Amar Shlo Shdvar Eilu BaPesach Lo Yotzi Dechavosam VeElu Hin Pesach Matzamor. So last time we mentioned the Machlokes Rishonim. What's this din? Are you really not Yotze at all? So the Ran has this famous comment that it just means you're not Yotze Karoa, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah B'Shleimusa. But not everyone agrees. The Bikur Yaakov understood that Tosis and Sukkah claims that you're not Yotze at all. That if there's a Din D'Rabbanan that you're supposed to mention Pesach Matzah Mar without fulfilling that Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, maybe Chazal are okay the Mitzvah D'Raisin Paru. The question that we want to address today is which Mitzvah are we talking about? We keep on discussing. If you do X, right? If you leave out Pesach Matzah Maror, are you Mekayim the Mitzvah? Are you not Mekayim the Mitzvah? Which Mitzvah are we talking about? So we find that there's a Machlokes Rishonim about this. The Meiri on the Mishnah makes the following comment. This is in packet 22. He wasn't maflig b'sipra, he didn't do the sipra yitzias mitzrayim karoi. Elo imkein pireish taiman shol sholosh elu ve'elu hem pesach matzumar. The yazkir mikra haroi bohen b'tam kol achas mehem. Zokta me'iri, Rabbi Gamliel is telling us that if you leave out Pesach Matzah and Mar, if you don't mention the time of each one of these mitzvahs, then you're not maflig b'sipra zeh b'chdei haroi. You're not yotzei which mitzvah? The mitzvah of sipra yitzias mitzrayim karoi. That's what he seems to be saying. That there's a din in sipra yitzias mitzrayim that aside from the basic haskara, you have to mention the mitzvahs halayla. You got to mention Pesach Matzah and Mar. And this seems to be the approach of the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. We keep on coming back to these Rambams over and over again. In Perek Zayin, the Rambam outlines the mitzvah of Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he tells us that there are three important ingredients. There's a concept of Derech Sheilu Tshuva. You're supposed to involve the child, and there should be Sheilus and Tshuvas. Maschil Beginusa Masayim B'Shevach, the Rambam says in Halacha Dalit, and then in Halacha Hey, he quotes Rabban Gamliel. And after Rabbi Gamliel's halacha, the Rambam says, "Udvarim ha'elu kulam hein hanikroin hagada." All of these elements are called hagada. V'higadat alavimcha bayom ahuleimar. Hagada to one's child means what? According to the Rambam, it means derech sheilu tshuva. It means maska beganusim asayim b'shevach, and it means pesach matzah mar. You got to mention the mitzvah halayla. The Rambam seems to interpret Rabbi Gamliel's halacha is that if you don't say pesach matzah mar, you're missing in Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're missing in Haggadah. That's what you seem to be missing according to the Rambam. By contrast, the Avudrom seems to learn Rabban Gamliel differently. Rabban Gamliel, this is in page 4, Kol Shlomar, Shlosh Vermelu Pesach, Lo Yotzi Rechavoso, Perish, Afal Pisha Yochal Matzah, Pesach Matzah Umar. Lo yotze yidei chavasa im lo yomer shlosha dvarim elu loma heim boim. It would seem from the Avudram that Rabbi Gamliel is not saying a halacha in Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's saying a halacha in the achilas Pesach Matzah Umar. That afal pi sheyochal Pesach Matzah Umar, even if you eat the Pesach Matzah Umar, you're not going to be yotze if you don't mention the timim of these mitzvahs. He's not talking about Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's talking about these mitzvahs themselves, the achila of these mitzvahs. And this seems to be the approach of the Ramban as well. The Ramban in the Mochamas Hashem in Brochas. This was actually in the previous packet. The Ramban is troubled about a halach in Kriyishma, and somehow within that halach in Kriyishma, he throws in Rabbi Gamliel as well. Here's the Ramban. This is in packet 21, page 2. The Ramban says, "Vezuhi sheshonu bevraisa b'meseches yuma hakari yamanchi amit shamishmar lo yotzi yidei chovoso lufi shemakdimin v'korin kodim lozman hazeh lo higi adayin zman parshas sitzis lozman birchas yotzer or shetiknu lefanel." If you read with the Anshe Mishmar, the Kohanim who brought Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, they would read Kriya Shema early. The Mishnah in Bracha says that the Zman for Kriya Shema is Mishayaka ben Cheles Lulavon, when you can distinguish between blue and white. Or Mishayaka is Chavero, Harogel Etzlo, Berichot Daladamis. So all the similar Shiurim. But the Gemara in Yuma says the Anshe Mishma would read Kriya Shema early. So says the Brice in Yuma that if you read with the Anshe Mishma, you're not going to be Otsa. Because they're reading early. So Frek the Ramban, just skipping down a little bit in the Melchamas, how could the Anshe Mishmar be Ma'acher? They read Kriya Shema too late, or they read Kriya Shema early. What are they doing over here? How could they do this? So Zokta Ramban, Elevade Mai Loyotzi Rechavaso Shelokie Mitzvah Kahalocha She'elu Matlimin V'Karen Kodem Shiyaka Ben Cheles Lovon Ve'elu Ma'achrin Ad La'achar Hanei Tzachama. Some are Makdim, some are Ma'acher. It's not that you're not going to be Yotze if you read like the Anshe Mishma, but it's not Karoi, it's not Bishleimuso. It's not Bishleimuso. So that's how the Anshe Mishma were taka able to do that. They had to bring the Karbanos. They were busy with other things. They had to do other things. So they read the Kriya Shema early. If they wouldn't be Yotze the Mitzvah, obviously they'd have to read the Kriya Shema Bizman. But you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah. It's just, it's not Karoi. It's not Lechatchil. It's not the best time. Some people are getting up at that time. It is daytime B'di'eved. So you could be Yotze the Mitzvah then, but it's not Karoi. So that's what the Brice and Yuma means, that you're not going to be Yotze Yidei Chavos if you read it like the Anshe Mishma. It doesn't mean you're not going to be Yotze Bichlal. It means you're not going to be Yotze Karoi, like the Ran. Right? That's how the Ran understood. It's not that you're not going to be Yotze Bichlal, but you're not going to be Yotze Karoi. So up the Ramban, Vishoninu Kiyotze, but we find a similar idea. Kosh La'omer Gimel Dvarim Eilu B'Pesach, Lo Yotze Yidei Chavos. V'lo Shiei Tzorech Lachzer V'lechel Pesach Matzah Umar. Dr. Ramban, I'll give you another example of this principle, that lo yotze yidei chavasa doesn't always mean you're not yotze at all. It means you're not yotze karoi. Like we find, Rabbi Gamliel says that if you don't mention Pesach Matzah, you're not going to be yotze. It doesn't mean you're not yotze bichlal. It doesn't mean you're not yotze bichlal that you'll have to be chozer v'ochel, you'll have to eat the Pesach Matzah again. It means that you're not yotze b'shleimusa. What's the Ramban saying? First of all, he's interpreting Rabbi Gamliel like the Rag, that you're not Yotze Bishleimuso, but you are Yotze the basic mitzvah. But what's he adding? He's saying, don't think you're not Yotze at all. And what would the nafkamina be if you're not Yotze at all? You'd have to eat the Pesach Matzen Mar again, but rather, you're Yotze the mitzvah, you're just not Yotze Lechatchili, you're not Yotze Bishleimuso. Clearly the Ramban is learning, Rabbi Gamliel is teaching me a halach in Pesach Matzen Mar. Because if you taka, we're not Yotze, you'd have to eat the Pesach Matzen Mar again. It's not a din in Sipi, it's Yisrael Mitzrayim, it's a din in the Pesach Matzah Mar. That's what it seems from the Ramban. Like the Avodram as opposed to the Meiri and the Rambam. And many point out that the Achronim also learn like this. The Marsha has a famous Kasha. We didn't do the answer, but the Marsha is a Kasha in the Chidusha Agodas. Marsha says, how do we understand Rabbi Gamliel's halacha? It's Pele. Rabbi Gamliel is teaching us, you're not going to be Yosef Pesach Matzah Mar if you don't mention the Tam HaMitzvah. Hey, chamot you, Dover Kozef, Frek de Marsha. The Yesh La'ayin Bozeh. Lefitam Zeh HaYeroi Lios Mitzvah Sachilas. I'm sorry, let's read the other one. Just one second. Lomatzinu B'Shar Mitzvahs Debaya Sheyomer Behena Al Shem Ma. The Marsha just points out, Rabbi Gamliel is really a Pella. It's a big Chiddush. Lo matzina b'shar mitzvahs, he says, we don't find in other mitzvahs that you have to mention the Tam HaMitzvah when you fulfill the mitzvah. What's the Marsha talking about? If the whole halacha is a din in Tzipi Yitzchus Mitzrayim, so what does that mean? To mention the Tam HaMitzvah, the Tam of Tzipi Yitzchus Mitzrayim, that's not what we're doing. Mentioning the Tam of Matzah, a Pesach Matzah Mar. The Marsha is clearly assuming Rabbi Gamliel is teaching me a prat in Pesach Matzah Mar, that to be Yotze the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mar properly, you got to mention the Tam HaDavar. And that's why he's asking, Lomatzinu b'shar mitzvahs. We don't find another mitzvah that you should have to mention the tam ha-mitzvah in order to be yotze the mitzvah. The tam of Pesach Matzah Maror. We don't find that you have to mention the tam ha-mitzvah in order to be yotze the mitzvah. To be yotze the mitzvah tefillin, you don't have to mention the tam ha-mitzvah. Maybe. To be yotze the mitzvah of shofar, you don't have to mention the tam of shofar. I don't want to go and get into tefillin. Tefillin might be a shayla, the bach. To get to it, right? To be yotze the mitzvah shofar, you don't have to mention the time of the mitzvah. Right? Why should suddenly you have to mention the time of mitzvah by Pesach Matzah Maror? That's the Mashal's kasha. But clearly, what's he learning? Rabbi Gamliel's halacha is not a din in Tzipi Tzitzit Tzim, it's a din in Pesach Matzah Maror. And that's what the Bikurei Yaakov says as well. The Bikurei Yaakov has a long dissertation at the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, a very famous Bikurei Yaakov. The Bikurei Yaakov is touching on the Bach there, the Bach in Hilchas Sukkah. The tour, Shulchan Aruch say, Basukos teishu shivas yomim, ki basukos oshabdi es b'nei Yisrael heim anani akovat sheikifam behem leval yakim sharav v'shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the anani akovat around b'nei Yisrael in the midbar. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch mentions. Strange. Like, what's he mentioning? The psukim, the tam, adover of sukkah. Okay, that's for the machshavashi, that's for the parshavite. But what's he mentioning this in Shulchan Aruch? So the Bikur Yaakov says, the echavin b'yeshivasa shetzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu leishe basukkah zecheli tzias mitzrayim. Magen Avram says, you have to be mechavin b'yeshivasa. And then he quotes from the Prima Godim, that you have to be mechavin, yukifam ba'anane kovid. But the Prima Godim concedes that these kavanas are only lechatchila, they're not ma'akeh b'di'eved. B'di'eved yiyotzi, even if you're not mechaving all these extra kavanas, why we have the mitzvah, as long as you're mechaving, lotzeis. Machlokas with the mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, we paskin that by mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, we're machmer for that sheet in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, and Siman Tzama quotes two deis, we're machmer like the day that holds. At least by Darais is the mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So comes the Prima Godim here in Hilchas Sukkah, and he says, "B'di'eved, as long as you have kavana lotzes, that's enough. It is a mitzvah Darais. You need kavana lotzes, but as long as you have kavana lotzes, you're fine. Even if you don't have the kavana of why we have to do this mitzvah." V'la'nius daiti, says the Bikurei Yaakov, "Ein zeraya." What's the Prima Godim saying? Why? It's nice that the Shulchan Aruch tells me that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And that means kavana lotzeis, but that's not a raya that you don't need to have the special kavana by sukkah, the tam ha-mitzvah, zok de Bikurei Yaakov. The zed davka b'shar mitzvah shlot tzivsa ha-Torah kavana protis bohem. If the Torah doesn't give you a kavana protis, it doesn't say the specific reason of the mitzvah. You need svarim to think of different timing for the mitzvah. So then the only kavana that's ma'akev is kavana lotzeis, says the Bikurei Yaakov. It says Laman, Bach says whenever it says Laman, then you have to think of the Tamad. Then you have to have that in mind. And the Bach says the same is true about Tzitzis and Tefillin too. Laman Tizkru Asisim as Kol Mitzvosai. Tzitzis reminds us of Tayag Mitzvahs. Tefillin reminds us that we have to learn Torah and Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if it says Laman in the Pasuk, says the Bach, there's an absolute requirement to have the Kavana for the Tam HaMitzvah as well. Not just Kavana Lotzeis, Kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah. But you need Kavana for the reason too. You need kavana for the reason too. So says the Bikurei Yaakov, I think that's not just the din lechatchila, that's ma'akev b'di'eved in the mitzvah. If it says laman, so then the Torah is telling you that you can't be yotze the mitzvah unless you actually have the tam in mind. Zok the Bikurei Yaakov, I think according to the Bach, yeshlomer dafila b'di'eved lo yotze. I think even b'di'eved, if you don't have the tam, you're not going to be yotze. Ukidei arminam psachim kuf tezvav. He means kuf tezayim. Rabbi Gamliel is telling you that you're not going to be yotze. Not going to be yotze. It's ma'akev even b'di'eved. The lachain says the Bikurei Yaakov, "Imalcha b'layla rishona b'sukkah b'lo kavana zu yesh lahachmir lechol shuv kezayis b'kavana." Wow. The Bikurei Yaakov says that if you sit in the sukkah and you eat a kezayis, not of matzah. You eat a kazayas of bread, whatever, right? Like a Mishnah, Sudas Yomtev. You eat a kazayas and you don't even mind the tam ki basuko so shavdi as b'nei Yisrael. He says you should be machmer to eat another kazayas. I don't know how many people do that. I think it's the people who don't know that you're supposed to have in mind the tam, unless someone tells them in the middle of the meal, they're not going to know even by the end of the meal. This is quite a chumrah. To be Kuriago says, without having kavanah for the tam mitzvah, according to the Bach, you're not going to be able to the mitzvah of sukkah. It doesn't matter that you have kavanah lotzeis. I mean, stomach, you walk into the sukkah, everyone has kavanah lotzeis as a mitzvah. But the kavanah leman yedu dorasechem, kavanah for the tam mitzvah of sukkah, says the Bikurei Yaakov, according to the Bach, it's going to be Ma'akeh b'di'evet, like Rabban Gamliel. If you leave out Pesach Matzamar, you're not going to be Yotze b'di'evet. So he says, you should tell one's B'nai Bayis to have Kavona. So then he just points out, he says, Af l'shita saran, gam b'Pesach Yotze b'di'evet, lo pirish tam Pesach Matzamar. He concedes that according to the Ran, Rabban Gamliel is only telling us that l'chatchila you have to mention the time of Pesach Matzamar, but b'di'evit you could be yotze. It's not ma'akev. He says hayna mishum desvir le deloyotze desham hu midrabbanan dafka. That's because the Ran holds that Rabban Gamliel's halach is only midrabbanan to begin with. So if that's only the Rabbanan, the Ran says, the Chachamim don't have the ability to be oker a mitzvah deraisa completely, to say, right, to the extent that they'll say that you're not going to be otzi at all. If it's only the Rabbanan, so then Chazal say, l'chatchili you should mention Pesach Matzimah, but it's not ma'akev b'di'evin. Avul b'sukah zokta b'kura Yaakov, the tziv l'man yedu, imkein deraisa hu. That's a din deraisa, it's not a din Rabbanan, yeshloma degam l'haran lo yotzi. He says, even according to the Ran, you're not going to be Yotze, even b'di'evin. He distinguishes between Rabban Gamliel by Pesach and Sukkah, according to the Ran, because by Sukkah, the Tam, the Man Yedu Dorasech, is a Din D'Oraisa, Rabban Gamliel is only a Din D'Rabbanan, l'fi the Ran, as we explained yesterday. But he concludes by saying, according to Shitas Tosfos in Sukkah, that even by Pesach, if you leave out Pesach Matzamar, you're not Yotze, even b'di'evin. He says, Kol Shkein by Sukkah, you're not going to be Yotze, even b'di'evin. So by Sukkah, everyone agrees you're not Yotze b'di'evet. By Pesach, Machlokas, Ran and Tosfos, according to the Bikurei Yaakov, will you be Yotze b'di'evet? Because there, it's only a din d'rabbanan. So he claims. Right? So if it's only a din d'rabbanan, then we can pilpul whether it's Ma'akeh b'di'evet. By Sukkah, since it's a din d'oraisa, of course it's going to be Ma'akeh. What's the Bikurei Yaakov saying over here? He's comparing Rabban Gamliel. The halacha by the Seder that you have to mention Pesach Matzamar has koras hatam, to the Bach that you have to think of the time. It's not an exact comparison. Rabbi Gamliel is not saying that you have to think about the time of Pesach Matzah, but you actually have to mention the time. But it's similar, right? We're including the time ha-mitzvah within the mitzvah itself. In Pesach, you have to mention the time, Pesach Matzah, Pesach Mishumah, Matzah Mishumah, Morah Mishumah. And by Sukkah, you have to think in your mind, Anani HaKovid, etc. Sukkah Smamish. But what's the comparison? Rabbi Gamliel says, if you don't mention Pesach Matzamar, if you don't mention the time of mitzvah, you're not going to be able to say the mitzvah. And similarly, Zokta Bikurei Yaakov, if you don't mention the time of sukkah, you're not going to be able to say the mitzvah. Which mitzvah are we talking about in sukkah? The mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. The mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, of living in the sukkah. What's the comparison? What's the comparison between the two? If you don't mention Pesach Matzamar, then you're not going to be Yotze even b'di'evet, the mitzvah. Which mitzvah are we talking about? We're talking about the mitzvah. Without mentioning the tam ha-mitzvah, you're not going to be Yotze the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Pesach Matzamar, of course. If we say Rabbi Gamliel is talking about the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, what does that mean? Mentioning the tam of Pesach Matzamar is not the tam of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Time of CPT is the time is to teach our children, to be Misora Libo, as the Sefer HaChinuch says. The time is not because lo hispik betzekum shal avoseinu lahachmitz. That's the time of Matzah, not the time of CPT is the time. The Bikurei Yaakov, by comparing Rabbi Gamliel to the din of the Bach, he's clearly saying Rabbi Gamliel is a halacha in Pesach Matzah Umar. So if you don't mention the time of Pesach Matzah Umar, you're not going to be able to Pesach Matzah Umar. He's not talking about CPT is the time. He's learning like the Marsha, like the Avudrom, like the Ramban, not like the Meiri and the Rambam. It's not a din in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a din in Pesach Matzah Umar. And then he talks about, is it ma'akev b'di'eved? Is it only l'chatchila? That's his whole discussion. But he's assuming that it's a din in Pesach Matzah, because if not, then the whole comparison doesn't get off the ground. It's still a jump to say that there's a comparison between mentioning the time and thinking the time. It's not exactly the same, but it only makes sense if we assume Rabbi Gamliel is a din in Pesach Matzah. Okay, these are the different approaches that the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, and some of the Achronim have. What's enough Kamina? What does it matter if it's this or that? You have to mention them. And if you don't mention them, either it's Ma'akev B'di'eved, or you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah B'Shalei Musa, but like, what does it matter if it's this mitzvah, that mitzvah? Okay, so you know, if you're going to do tshuva, you have to know what mitzvah you didn't fulfill properly. But is there enough Kamina L'maisa? So the Emes is, yeah, there are a few nafkamina lemaisa, if you think about it for a moment. There are situations where it really depends what Rabbi Gamliel's halacha is teaching me. Take, for example, the following circumstance. What do you think about this case? Let's say a person doesn't have matzah mar. He wasn't able to get, there was a shortage and he wasn't able to buy matzah mar. Does he have to mention matzah and mar, the time of matzah and mar? At the Seder? What do you think? He doesn't have matzah mar. It's not there. He's not going to eat matzah mar. Does he have to mention the time of matzah mar? That should depend on these two shittas. If you learn Rabbi Gamliel's halacha as a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, that you're not mekayim Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim without mentioning matzah mar, so then, even if you don't have the matzah mar in front of you, okay, you're not going to say matzah zush on Ruach HaMashamah. You can't point to the matzah. You can't point to the mar. But that's not relevant to me. It's nice. It's important to. So you'll say matzah shanu ocham al shumma. Leave out the zoo because you can't point to it. But if you hold Rabbi Gamliel's halacha as a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, you got to mention the time of the matzah and the mar, whether you have it there or you don't have it there. It's irrelevant whether you're going to be eating the matzah and the mar. Part of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is to talk about the mitzvah halayla. So even if you can't fulfill the mitzvah halayla, but it is a mitzvah. That's a chelik of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. We want to talk about the mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's part of the Sipur. L'chora, you'd have to mention the matzah mar, even if you're not going to eat the matzah mar. I mean, think about it. We don't eat the carbon Pesach b'zman hazeh, unfortunately. But we still mention Pesach. Why are we mentioning Pesach? We're mentioning Pesach because it's a chelik of the mitzvah. Right? We're assuming that maybe it's a chelik of the mitzvah. If it's a din in the Achilas HaPesach, it's irrelevant. What are we mentioning Pesach for? But al atzah that it's a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, you got to mention Pesach. So by the same token, someone who doesn't have the matzah and the mar, who won't be eating matzah and mar on the Seder night, if Rabbi Gamliel is teaching me a halacha in Pesach matzah and mar, in the mitzvah achila, so then l'chora, there's no reason to mention the matzah and the mar. But if it's a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, then you have to mention matzah and mar, even if you don't have it in front of you, and you're not going to be eating it. That's one nafkamina to this shayla. Another nafkamina might be, whom am I supposed to be telling these taimim to? Whom am I telling these taimim? Am I telling the reasons to my children? V'igadat alevincha bayom ha'oleimar, bavur zah shashem li b'tzeisi mi mitzorim. But I'm going to mention bavur zah, I'm going to mention bavur sheh akayim mitzvosev, I'm going to mention the matzah and the mara to my son? Or is there a halacha that I have to mention the matzah and the mara? He doesn't have to hear. This prat of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, he doesn't have to hear. Yes, there's a din of derech sheh l'tshuva, I have to tell him about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But do I have to mention the mitzvah halayla to the child as well? That also should depend on this question. If Rabbi Gamliel's halacha is a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then I'm not going to fulfill Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. If Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is fulfilled by talking to the child, I have to do Haggadah, I have to do Sipur to the child, so then I have to mention the mitzvah halayla to the child. But if Rabbi Gamliel's halacha is a din in Pesach Matzah Umarar, it's a din in my achila. So if it's a din in my achila, then I have to mention the time for myself. It's not for my child. It's nice to mention it to, you want to mention it to the child, okay, maybe it embellishes the mitzvah. But lo yotzu yidei chovaso is not a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a din in my achila of Pesach Matzah Umarar. So then the time has to be mentioned for the person himself. If the child steps out when you get to this part of the Seder, you don't have to pull him back in to tell him the mitzvah halayla. That's not for him, it's for you, if you hold it's a din in the Pesach Matzah Umarar, not a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nafkamina number three. The Sefer Binyan Tzion and Simon Lamed raises the following question. Is there a din of Rabban Gamliel by Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, think about it. By Pesach Sheni, there's a chiv of carbon Pesach, there's a chiv to eat matzah and maror also, right? We know that. Is there a mitzvah of sipi yetzias from time of Pesach Sheni? No, there's no mitzvah of sipi yetzias from time. It's a din of Pesach matzah and maror, but there's no din of sipi yetzias from time. That's only Bileil Chamisha Asa, like the Rambam says. So what's the din? Let's say you don't say Pesach matzah maror and Pesach Sheni. Are you going to be yotze? Rabbi Gamliel says it's aloch even by Pesach Sheni or not. So Zokah ben Yitzin, lechora, this should depend on the shayla. It's interesting shayla, no? It's a collector's item, ben Yitzin. If you assume Rabbi Gamliel is a halach and tzipi yitzias mitzrayim, so then there's no need to mention Pesach matzah maror and Pesach Sheni. But if you hold that it's a din in the mitzvah sachila, that you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of maror, kedasu kedin b'shlein musam, if you don't mention the time adover, so then even Pesach Sheni, if there's a mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Maror, Pesach Sheni, so then you should have to mention the time and Pesach Sheni as well. So these are three nafkamina. There are at least three nafkamina, real nafkamina. To this shaila, Rabbi Gamliel's halacha, is it a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, or is it a din in Pesach Matzah Maror? What happens if you don't have Matzah Maror, you're not going to eat the Matzah Maror, should you still mention the time? Are you mentioning the time for yourself? Or you mentioned the time for the child. Who do you have to say the time to? And what's the context? Right? Is it only Pesach Rishon or is it even Pesach Sheni? Ephraim. Oh, interesting. Right. Okay, I hear what you're saying. So if the Binyan Tzion Lishitaso, if in the Bikur Yaakov he assumes that it's a din in Pesach Matzah Maror, so then he should say that by Pesach Sheni, then the halacha should still apply. Interesting. But the Chora, it's totally, this Shaila is totally in this question. Should be totally in the question. What's this all based on? Why do some Rishonim learn this way and some Rishonim learn that way? Rabbi Gamliel's a din in Tzipit Yisrael, it's a din Pesach Matzah Maror. What do you think? Well, what's this based on? Stam, a svara? It should be a din in Tzipit Yisrael. It should be a din in Pesach Matzah Maror. Where did they get this from? L'chor, they get it from the Mokka. Where did Rabbi Gamliel get his halacha from? He didn't invent it, Yesh Me'ayim. He must have had a Mokka. What's the Mokka? What's the Mokka for this? So there are many different Makoras that the Rishonim, I shouldn't say men. There are some makaras that the Rishonim bring, and some makaras that maybe we can think of ourselves. Which makar do we find in the Rishonim on the daf? Tosus has a makar, right? What does Tosus say? Anyone? Three words? Not Pesach Matzah Maror, but which three words did Tosus say? A new hand? New hand? Morty Blair. Oh, your hand is not, I can't see. A new hand? What does Tosfos say? What's the Mokar? Rabbi Gamliel's Mokar? Daniel. Vamartem Zevach Pesach. You missed the key word. Vamartem Zevach Pesach. Right? Forwards. Vamartem Zevach Pesach. I confused you. I'm sorry. Vamartem Zevach Pesach. Forwards. That's what Tosfos says. Let's see the Tosfos inside. It's the Mishnah. Quoting from the Mishnah and explaining the Mishnah. Pesach al Shema, al Shem Sheposach, al Makom Abate Abasena b'Mitzrayim, Shenemar v'amartem zeh Pesach ul Hashem asher posach v'dom. So it says Tosfos in Kufta Zayin Amud Aleph, the Tosfos is really shy after the Amud Beis, as they say, v'amartem zeh Pesach ul perish, v'amira, v'amartem zeh Pesach, Rabbi Gamliel says, he darshins. V'amartem perish b'amira shetzorach lomar Pesach zeh shanu ochlim. V'amartem zeh Pesach who tells me that you have to say b'amira Pesach zeh shanu ochlim hashema. V'iskish matzah u'mora l'Pesach. And matzah and mora are iskish u'l'Pesach, as we know. V'tzorach lomar nami matzah zu mora zeh. So therefore, you also have to say matzah zu and mora zeh. What does Tosa say? Vamartim Zera Pesach is the Mokka, Rabbi Gamliel has, that you have to mention the Talmud Dover, Vamartim, Bamira. And there's a comparison between Pesach and Matzah on the one hand, and between Matzah and Mor on the one hand and Pesach on the other. So therefore, you have this Din Amira by Matzah and Mor as well. How is Tosfos learning? Is he learning Rabbi Gamliel as a din in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim or a din in Pesach, Matzah, and Mar? And why? Explain to me what you think. What does Tosfos hold? What's it a din in? Is it a din in Sipur or a din in Pesach, Matzah, and Mar? And why? Nope, let's go. What do you think? A new hand. Right. Din in Sipur. Why? What's it? Well, everyone says it's a din in Amira. But how does Vamartim teach me it's a din in Sipur? How does Vamartim say our person will teach me it's a din in Sipur? No, the question is it a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or is it a din in Achilas Pesach? It's a din in Achila. Why do you say it's a din in Achila?
Because the Hekish that Moses brings out is the Pasuk of Sliyash and Lost to Worldly
Food. Even without the Lashon of the Pasuk, you're right. Even without the Lashon of the Pasuk, Achila. The fact is, if you're making a Hekish from Pesach to Matzah and Mor, if it's a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, what kind of a hekish are you making from Pesach to Matzah and Mar? What's a hekish? A hekish means that there's a halacha that applies to X that you're applying to Y. If it's a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, how can you make a hekish between Pesach and Matzah and Mar? A hekish sounds like there's a halacha that relates to the mitzvah Pesach, Ba'amira, Vamartim Zera Pesachu, and I'm applying that halacha of Pesach to Matzah and Mor. So it sounds like it's a din in Pesach, it's not a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If it's a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, what kind of a hekish can you make from Pesach to Matzah and Mor? L'chora Tosus is learning, Rabbi Gamliel's halacha is a din in Pesach, Matzah and Mor. It's a din in the Achilas Karban Pesach, Matzah and Mor. L'chora. So that's good, Lefi whom? Lefi the Ramban and Melchamis. In Brochus, that's good. Lefi the Avudram, the Marsha, and the Bikur Yaakov. But that's a problem with the Meiri and the Rambam. How are the Meiri and the Rambam going to learn? Vamartim Zeva Pesach couldn't be the Mokar because that's a din in Pesach Matzumar. It's not a din in Tzipras Yitzchayim. What's the Mokar for them? What's the Mokar for the Meiri and the Rambam? The Rabbi Gamliel's halacha is a din in Tzipras Yitzchayim. Can you think of a Mokar? Think of a Mokar? Ephraim. V'garat alavincha b'yom ha'olema b'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mi mitzroyim. So we know the mechilta already. B'avur zeh lo amarti l'b'shor sheish matzu mor munochim l'fonecha. But that drosha only tells me that Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim occurs at a time that I have matzu mor in front of me. That governs the zman ha-mitzvah. The zman of Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be the zman of matzu mor. After Tzeisa Kolchovim, before Chatzos, so before Alos Hashacha, the Zman is governed by the Zman of Matzimah. But Rashi in Parshas Bo adds something else, not just the Zman. What does Rashi say? Do we have the Rashi here? The packet? No. Rashi says in Parshas Bo, in Perek Yud Gimel Posuk Ches, he says, Bavur zeh, Bavur shakayim mitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim, so that I'll be makayim his mitzvos, kagon Pesach, Matzah, Mor, Halolu. We look at the Pesach, Matzah, and the Mor, we tell the child, Bavur zeh, Bavur shakayim mitzvos, so that I'll receive the Torah, and I'll be makayim his mitzvos. The mitzvos related to the Seder night, he took me out of Mitzrayim. It sounds from Rashi that Bavur zeh is not just talking about the Zman for the mitzvah of Tzipras Yitzchayim, it's not just governing when to fulfill the mitzvah, but it's defining what this mitzvah of the Yigadat HaLevincha is about. What am I telling the child? I'm telling the child, Bavur Zeh, Bavur Shakayim Mitzvosov. I'm telling him about the mitzvahs halayla. I'm telling him about Pesach Matzah Morah. That's a chelik of the Sipur. Bavur Zeh is telling me two things according to Rashi. It's telling me the Zman for the mitzvah, and it's telling me what is the mitzvah composed of. It also is composed of Pesach Matzah Morah, talking about mitzvahs halayla. That could be the mokka for the Rambam. V'higanat alevincha. It's a chelik of Tzipras Yitzchayim. It's not v'amartim zevach pesachu hekesh between Pesach matzah and mara ba'amira. There's a din amira in the mitzvah pesach matzah and mara. No, v'higana to levincha means that there's a mitzvah sipiyat zayin. Part of that mitzvah is to mention the mitzvah halayla. Could be that's the mokah for the Meiri and the Rambam. But there's a third mokah. There's a third mokah. This is a mokah we've had before. Rabbi Gamliel's halacha of Pesach Matzah Mar. You have to mention Pesach Matzah Mar. What's the mokah for such a concept that you have to mention Pesach Matzah Mar? What's the mokah for the concept that you have to mention Matzah Zushan Orochim Al Shumma? Matzah Zushan Orochim Al Shumma. What's the source in Chumash that you have to mention Matzah Zushan Orochim Al Shumma? Remember? A new hand. Fraim's rearing to go. Come on, Rabbi Osai. We know this. We know this, but good and well. What's the marker? Come on. I need a new hand here. What's the marker? Matzah Zushan Orochim Al Shumma. Why did he say it? Matzah Zushan Orochim Al Shumma. Lechem oni. Lechem sha'onim olav dvarim. Dvarim harbi, remember? Rabbeinu Chanano, Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav, remember? Rabbeinu Chanano learns that lechem oni, lechem sha'onim olav dvarim, it's not dvarim harbi. It means matzah zushan olchem ha'shema. That's what lechem oni means. Lechem oni means, Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer, you got to mention the Tam HaMitzvah. You can't just eat the matzah, but you have to mention the Tam HaMitzvah. Is that a din in matzah, or is that a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? What do you think? Is that a din in matzah, or is that a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Lechem oni, lechem sha'onim olav dvarim harbe. Lechem sha'onim olav dvarim. Is that a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or a din in matzah? What do you think? How about you think? What does that mean? Why is matzah called lechem oni? Because you're going to talk about the matzah. You're going to say matzah zushan olochem hashema. You think that's a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? I don't think so. I think the pasuk is saying the matzah is called lechem oni because you have to talk about the matzah. If you take Rabbeinu Chananel's approach, I don't think that's a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a din in matzah. It's called lechem oni. Yes. No. Rabbi Gamliel is telling me why do we have the matzah? Because lo hispik v'tzekam shalav asena lahachmetz until the geula. That's why we have the matzah. But how do I know that you have to say that? How do I know that you have to say the time? Because matzah is called lechem oni. The pasuk is defining the matzah. The pasuk is not telling me something about the mitzvah sipur yetzias mitzrayim. It's defining the matzah. According to this approach, it's defining the matzah. The matzah is lechem oni because we talk about the matzah. So the pasuk is telling me a halacha in matzah. It's not telling me a halacha in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chora. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that lechem oni, lechem shanu l'advarim is Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer, matzah zushanu olchem ashur ma. But according to Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav, what does lechem oni mean? Lechem sha'onim olav Hagada v'gomim olav es hala. It's not about matzah zushan olchem hashumah at all. It's not about talking, right? The mitzvah is not to talk about the matzah, but rather to say the Haggadah and the Hallel in front of the matzah. Why does Rashi learn like that? We talked a lot about the Rashi, but one thing is clear, that Rashi doesn't assume that Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer is a din in the matzah. Right? One reason why Rashi does not learn like the Rabbi Nachmanadel is because maybe Rashi assumes Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer is a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not a din in the matzah. So you can't say Lechem Oni, Lechem Shana L'Advar means Matzah Zushana L'Lechem Hashem Lo. That's not what Lechem Oni is telling me. Rabbi Gamliel is not telling me that. He's learning a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, Lechem Oni must be teaching me another halacha. It's teaching me that you have to say the Haggadah and the Hallel in front of the matzah. It's something different. Something different. Why do I mention this? Three different makaros. We have V'amartem Zevach Pesach, we have Bavur Zeh, and we have Lechem Oni. So what's the problem here? Okay, we have different makaros, and the different makaros seem to imply different approaches. Is the din of Rabbi Gamliel a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? Like maybe we would see from Bavur Zeh, V'higadat Alevincha Bayom Olerim, Bavur Zeh, etc., Bavur Sheh Akayim Mitzvosa, or maybe it's a din in Pesach Matzah Morah, V'amartim Zevach Pesach, Ba'amira, Iskish Matzah LePesach, Lechem Oni is a din in Matzah, it's a din in the Mitzvah Sachila. What's the problem? What does the Rambam hold over here? What does the Rambam hold about Lechem Oni, remember? What does the Rambam hold about Lechem Oni? Does he take the Rabbi Nachmanadel's approach, that Lechem Oni means Matzah Zushanu Ochlim, or does he take the approach of Rashi of Daf Lamed Vav? You remember? What is the Rambam, how does the Rambam understand the concept of Lechem Oni? Are we saying Haggadah and Hallel over the Matzah according to the Rambam? Do we say the Haggadah over the Matzah according to the Rambam? The answer is no. When does the Rambam tell us to do Yachatz Ephraim? I'm sorry? When do we bring back the Shulchan according to the Rambam? At the end of Magid. Before Motzi Matzah, remember? That's the Rambam that I asked you to see again. Right? And in Packet 22, I gave you the Rambam of Perek Zayin Alocha Hey and Perek Ches Alocha Dalet. So Perek Zayin Alocha Hey, I get. That's Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer, I understand. But did anyone wonder why I was giving you the Rambam in Perek Ches Alocha Dalet? I wanted to keep you busy. No, that's not why I... In Perek Ches Alocha Dalet, the Rambam says, Umachzir HaShulchan Lefona V'Omer Pesach Zeh Shanu Olchum HaShum Sheposach HaMalkum HaBotei Avaseinu, etc., Magbiya Samora, Magbiya Samatza. What does the Rambam tell me? Machzir is HaShulchan. We're okay the Shulchan before the Manishtana to get the children to ask. And when are we Machzir the Shulchan? Before Avodah Mayinu? No. Before Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer. Before Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer, the Rambam clearly is learning that the Haggadah is not recited in front of the Matzah. There's no din that the Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be fulfilled in front of the Matzah. That's Rashi. That's not the Rambam. The Rambam holds Lechem Oni, Lechem Shonim L'Advar means that you have to say Matzah Zushanu Olchem in front of the Matzah. That's clearly what he's holding. It sounds like the Rambam is learning Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer is a din in what? Is it a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim or is it a din in Pesach Matzah Morah? According to the Rambam, it sounds like it's a din in what? Help me now, Rabbi Hussein. It's a din in what? Ephraim. It's a din in what? Achilas Matzah, right, Rafi? Stiris in the Rambam. Right? The Rambam clearly learned Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer is a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Rambam in Perek Zayin. Rabbi Gamliel is part of Haggadah, it's part of the definition of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet the Rambam seems to learn that Lechem Oni, Lechem Shonim L'Advar means Matzah Zushanu Ochlim, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, not like Rashi. So it would seem, if Lechem Oni is teaching me a din in the Matzah, which I think it is, it's defining the Matzah, then the Rambam seems to be saying Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer is a din in the Matzah. So which is the right Rambam? Like, what's going on over here? How can he straddle both sides of the fence? Efshem and Kenzogin. I was thinking, maybe the Rambam Taka holds there at Sfei Dinim. Maybe the Rambam holds it's a din in both. That's what it sounds like. The Rambam says it is a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're not going to be Osei Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim unless you mention Pesach Matzah Mar. Even if you don't have the matzah and the mara, you still have to mention Pesach Matzah Mar. And who do you have to mention it to? You got to mention it to the son. Because it's part of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. But at the same time, the Rambam would say that maybe it's also a din in Pesach Matzah Mar. Maybe it's also a din in Pesach Matzah Mar. And if you don't mention the tam of Pesach Matzah Mar, if you ate the matzah, right? If you didn't mention the tam of Pesach Matzah Mar, then you haven't been yotze the matzah. You haven't been yotze your mitzvah matzah. It's a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim that's focused toward the child, but it's also a chelik of the mitzvah of matzah, Pesach Matzah Mar of the individual. And if he doesn't say the tanim, then he's not going to be yotze his mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mar. Sounds from the Rambam that it's really both. It's really both. Because the Makoro seem to imply that. The Loshon of the Rambam and the Makoro seem to imply that according to the Rambam, it's really a din in both. Ephraim, question. You have your hand up? Okay. This is in terms of the Makoros. With this background, we get to the final point of the sugya. We started with the Ran, and we're going to end with the Ran. The Ran holds Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer is a din lechatchila. It's not a din b'di'evet. It's not ma'akeh b'di'evet. Why did the Ran learn like that? Why did the Ran feel compelled to learn like that? Oh, you know what? Before we get to this, let's make one final comment. One final comment on the previous segment. So we mentioned different makoros, right? So what does that tell you about the nature of the halacha? Is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? Now we're throwing around psukim. We're throwing around psukim here. So it sounds like this is a din d'oraisa. Yet the way the Bikurei Yaakov understood the Ran, it's only a din d'rabbanan. Well, that's why before we ask the question I was about to ask on the Ran, we first have to understand, is this a d'oraisa, is this a d'rabbanan? So what is it? Is it a d'oraisa, is it a d'rabbanan? What exactly is going on over here? L'chora, if you learn that it's based on psukim, it should be a daraisa. According to the Rambam, if it's a din in Haggadah, a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, it should be daraisa. Chora. If you say that it's a prat in the Pesach Matzah Maror, so I'm not sure. I mean, if it's a din in Lechem Oni, again, it should be daraisa. If you're learning from the Pesach Lechem Oni, it should be daraisa. Because the Pasuk Lechem Oni is really defining the matzah. It's really defining the matzah. And then Mistama, the Pesach and Mara are iskishu la matzah, so therefore the halach will apply to Pesach and Mara as well. I think the only way to explain the Ran is to assume that he holds Vamartam Zera Pesach is just an asmachta ba'alma. It's an asmachta ba'alma. It's not a din d'oraisa. It's only a din d'rabbana. The whole thing is only a din d'rabbanan. You see clearly that the Ran holds it's only a din d'rabbanan. Why do I keep on saying? Why does the Bikurei Yaakov say, according to the Ran, Rabbi Gamliel is only a din d'rabbanan? This idea to mention Pesach Matzah Mar, it's only a din d'rabbanan. Why does he keep on saying that? What does the Ran compare Rabbi Gamliel's halacha to? To what case? The case of Sukkah. Right? Misha Yerosh of Ruba v'Sukkah v'Shulchan v'Pesach Habayis. That's a din d'rabbanan. Because there's a gzeira of Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano, so therefore Chazal said, the Zikne Besham, I told Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharan, is that he was never yotze the mitzvah of Sukkah. This is a din d'rabbanan. What? The answer is that it doesn't mean that he wasn't yotze. It means he wasn't yotze that extra din d'rabbanan. So that's where the Ran's comparison between Rabbi Gamliel to the Mishnah in Sukkah that clearly implies that it's only a din d'rabbanan. So you got to say that the Ran did not feel that these makaros were compelling to teach me that it's a din d'oraisa. He must have learned lechem oni differently. He must say v'amartem zeh v'pesach is just an asmachta ba'alma. It's just an asmachta ba'alma. Then it's only a din d'rabbana. And that's what the Bikurei Yaakov felt. The Bikurei Yaakov was learning up the Ran that it's only a din d'rabbana. So clearly he's going to learn the makaros in a way that it's not going to be d'oraisa. According to the Rambam, it is going to be a darais. It is going to be darais. Now, be'emes, it's not muchruch to say that it's only the Rabbanan, even if you'll tell me that it's just a din l'chatchila, it could be darais as well, even though it's only l'chatchila. It could be darais midin hider mitzvah. Chazal understood that part of the daraisa, part of the hider of this mitzvah, is to mention the Pesach Matzah Mar. But that's the way the Ran is learning. The Ran is learning that it's only a din d'rabban. So the question is, why did the Ran learn like this? Why did the Ran learn that it's only a mitzvah l'chatchila? It's only a din l'chatchila. He compares to Sukkah, but what's the comparison? That's a din d'rabbanan. Maybe this is a din daraisa. And why does he assume that it's only l'chatchila? Maybe lo yotzi dechavasa means that you're not yotzi b'chlal? What was bothering the Ran? What was bothering the Ran? So someone has suggested that what was bothering the Ran was the kasha of the Marsha. The Marsha says, heichon matzinu in mitzvahs, that you have to mention the Tam HaMitzvah. So maybe that's what was motivating the Ran. The Ran was bothered by the Marsha's kasha. The Ran learned Rav Gamliel HaYomer is a din in Pesach Matzah Morah. It's not a din in Sipir Tzvi Yisrael, it's a din in the Pesach Matzah Morah. And the Ran says, Heichon Matzinu, that you're not going to be Yotzi a mitzvah, even with the Eved, if you don't mention the Tam. The Marsha is right. It's Taka Shvera Kasha. So the Ran felt compelled to say that this is a din l'chatchila. This is not a din that's Ma'akeh with the Eved. What kind of a halacha is that? So the Ran felt it must be a Tosefes Midrabbanan. It's a din d'rabbanan that Chazal instituted lechatchila to fulfill the mitzvah in such a way to mention the Tam. But it couldn't be ma'akev b'di'evet, because if so, heichan matzinu, that you have to mention the Tam HaMitzvah to be yotze the mitzvah properly. So it could be that the kasha of the Marsha was what was bothering the Ran. That's if you learn the Ran how, if you assume the Ran understood Rav Gamliel as a din in what, Ari? In Pesach Matzah Mar. But how about the other way? Could we assume that the Ran is learning that maybe it's a din in Tzipi Yetzir Shetzrayim? Okay, the Ramban in the Melchamas, who learns like the Ran, he's assuming that it's a din in Pesach Matzah Mar. Because he adds that notion that, don't tell me that if you didn't eat them, if you didn't mention the Tam, you have to eat the matzah tomorrow again. He's clearly learning that it's a din in Pesach Matzah Mar. But the Ran didn't say anything. Maybe the Ran holds that it's a din in Tzipi Yetzir Shetzrayim. So if it's a din in Tzipi Yetzir Shetzrayim, what was bothering the Ran that he says, oh, it's not ma'akeh b'diyeh, but it's only l'chatchila? What's bothering the Ran? Zokta Menches Chinuch, because the Ran felt, what do you need Pesach Matzah Mar to be yotzei Tzipi Yetzir Shetzrayim? You yotzei Tzipi Yetzir Shetzrayim b'hazkara ba'alma. Zocher esayom hazeh, the pasuk says, mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why should you assume that you need Pesach, you need to mention the mitzvah halayla as well? That's what was bothering the Ran, says the Menches Chinuch. Why do you have to mention Pesach Matzah Mar? You yotzei Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim with just a zechira ba'alma. So came the Ran and said, obviously it's only a din l'chatchila because it's not ma'akev in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only a mitzvah zechira ba'alma. So that's why the Ran says, oh, Rabbi Gamliel's mechadesh, this new din l'chatchila that's not ma'akev b'di'evet. To be yotzei the mitzvah sibitzim z'antaka zechira is enough. You don't need Pesach Matzah Mar. But there's this new din l'chatchila that you also should mention Pesach Matzah Mar. That's how the Menches Chinuch learns the Ran. There are two ways to learn the Ran. We don't know what the Ran holds about this question. Is the din of Rabbi Gamliel a din in Pesach Matzah Mar? Is it din in Tzipi Yetzir Shetzrayim? We don't really know what the Ran holds. But either way, we understand now, why did the Ran feel compelled to say, it's just a lechatchil, it's not ma'akeh b'di'evet. Either because he was bothered with the Marsha's kasha, heicha matzinu, any mitzvah that you have to mention the tam ha-mitzvah in order to be owed to the mitzvah. Or if he learns Rabbi Gamliel a din in Tzipi Yetzir Shetzrayim, what was bothering him was that he's assuming that Sipur and Zechira, they're really the same. They're really the same mitzvah. Hazkar ba'am is enough. You just have to mention that we left, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what Tzipi Yetzir Shetzrayim is all about. So if that's what Tzipi Yetzir Shetzrayim is all about, what is Rabbi Gamliel telling me? That you're not going to be yotzei if you don't mention Pesach Matzah Mar? Mehei Chetesi. The Ran learned that all these makaris you have, there's no mocker for this. He wasn't learning like Rashi and Chumash. So if that's the case, why should you have to mention Pesach Matzah Mar to be yotzei Tzipi Yetzir Shetzrayim? So came the Ran and said, it's a din l'chatchila. It's not ma'akeh b'di'evet. That's how the Mechas Sinek is. So of course, the question that we have to address in Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to on Sunday, is there's a major assumption in this shot of the Mechas Sinek. And that is the Mechas Sinek is assuming, according to the Ran, that Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is fulfilled with just the Haskara Ba'alma, mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That's enough to fulfill the Mitzvah. But if that's the case, so then why do we have a special mitzvah on the Seder night? What's Neschadesh and Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim above and beyond the regular mitzvah Zechira of Kol HaYom Kula? Every day, Ben Zalma holds, once by day, once at night, we have a mitzvah of Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mechas Chinuch is learning up the Ran, that the Ran assumes that really you can be Mekayim Sipur with just the Azkara Ba'alma. And that's why he felt compelled to say, Rabbi Gamliel, is just a din l'chatchil, it's not ma'akeh b'di'evet. But if that's the case, so then what's taka neschadish in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. He has a long thesis, a famous Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph. He has a long thesis where he addresses many different answers to this question. The Prima Godim, and others, he gives his own answer. Look at the Minchas Chinuch and the Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. We'll come full circle and we'll finish this sugya. Okay, this concludes the segment on the in Gemara. I'd just like to add a brief thought from the Parsha, the close of the Parsha.